100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, sinus and headache issues, a toothache, and sipping coffee every now and then, which makes loud slurping noises. The topic this week was leaves. We've got a lot of stories this week, so I should just shut up and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas of Fifth Coffee. Have another coffee. All right, Thomas, let's do it.
Leaves. Joe was home on leave. He was on his second tour, so he flew standby to his home in Portland, Oregon, where he was met by his wife and son. He exchanged a few words with his wife, gave her a thick roll of cash, then turned and climbed back onto the plane for his continued flight to Seattle, where he was met by his wife and daughters. He gave his wife a roll of cash, a long kiss, then turned to continue his flight on to Fairbanks, where his pregnant wife waited for her kiss and a roll of cash. I knew I broke the record after retyping my manuscript. The world record for the largest book was 750 leaves. My book started as a short story, then morphed into a memoir. I led a long and adventure-filled life as an insurance salesman, so I chose to write about the hundreds of incidents and anecdotes connected to my elderly clients, concentrating and largely concerned with the personal property insurance riders I wrote during my 40 years in the business. The reviews of my 5,001-page self-published tome left a lot to be desired, but I broke the record.
Yay, breaking the record. Congratulations, that's record-breaking monkey. Or maybe not, I don't know. Tom's the official doler out of the monkeys. Hey, he's the monkeys. Thank you, Thomas. By the way, Thomas has been suggesting a bunch of image topics, and I'm trying to be fair, rotating around folks, picking one here, picking one there, and grabbing one here, and grabbing one there. I'm going to have to do daily challenges at this rate with all the suggestions, and I'm completely unfair. I don't draw them out of a hat. I don't do a random thing. I just like, ooh, this might fit this week. Ooh. So he had a suggestion of one in a dude in a gyrocopter, and that's kind of cool. But you'll see what next week. And the one after is, it's the day before. All right, I'll get to this in the wrap-up. You don't need to hear this crap now. Who's next? Whoa! We've got Jeff Iverson, otherwise known as Xerxes. Oh, don't give away the name. All right, well, it looks like he didn't record this one. So, he suggested it originally through Google Plus. Now, remember, you got to send it to isfullofcrap@gmail.com. Otherwise, you know, it's like, okay, that's cute. Blech. So, here's his story as read by a midget.
I stood not too close to this huge tree, and watched the leaves tumbling and falling from the branches as a light autumn breeze gently swept across the lake and past where I was waiting. There was yellow, orange, red, and brown in a variety of shades. Some of the detritus was still soft and supple as though it had been alive and growing just moments before it fell, while other remnants of a summer now past were stiff and crunchy, life well spent. I fired up the chainsaw and began cutting the thick trunk. There would be heat this winter.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Midget. Next up, it's none other than, Muncie. Muncie! Muncie. Oh, by the way, Muncie, got a story in the... Oh, do I have to say the name? Oh, Drabblecast. I got a rejection, but Muncie got in. Well, I was there once. Muncie's been there like 50 times, so maybe I should post like stories of their forums every now and then. And I posted one and it was like, oh, those seeds from the apple. It was really a pomegranate. And folks, it's like, wow. You know, we're a lot nicer here. Because I turned off the comments. I got sick of the spam. I was getting like 80 spam messages a day. Dude, you know, whenever. Oh, sorry. And next up is Muncie.
Well, it's Sunday, and we know what that means. It means it's probably not Sunday while you're listening to this. But that's okay, because it's Tuesday when I'm recording it. Still, this podcast airs Sunday, so let's all pretend we're sharing Sunday for the sake of propriety. Happy Sunday! And we all know what that means, prompt day. Here's my story. Leaving, by Christopher Monroe. The leaves on the trees turn red and golden brown, and soon they'll be gone. I've a Scotch-Irish complexion, and I burn and peel in the summer. So when the fall breeze first blows, I breathe a silent sigh of relief at having made it through another one. I grab a trench coat, an umbrella, and hit the streets to enjoy the season that seems made for me. Soon Canadian winter will be upon me once again, and I'll be cursing the bitter cold. But at this moment, I'm too swept up in the breathtaking beauty of autumn to care. More things I write, as always, are available at munzeestories.blogspot.com, and I can be followed on Twitter as MunzeeMunzee. I can also be followed in real life, in Calgary. But if you're going to do that, be ready to do some walking. I go a lot of places, and I don't have a car.
Thank you. Muncie. Oh, and I'd just like to point out that I don't have a car either, but I still can go places. I walk epic. Okay, I haven't been walking that much as of... late. Although I did walk through the Galleria, yes. No, wait, that was Friday on the way home. Okay, so I go by the Galleria, and I go into Dylan's candy shop, and I'm like, oh, that's right, they don't take Discover. So I'm like, I got cash. Wait, I've got two Visas and two MasterCards, and I try them all, and decline. What the, huh? So... I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the Bank of America, and the machine was acting up. So I'm looking at the cards, and I realize they still have their activation stickers. And I'm like, oh, you idiot. So I call up both, and I'm like, yes, your credit line is $2 billion. Go ahead. You know, save the economy. And I'm like, not happening, bitch. So no candy for me. Hey, folks, take the goddamn Discover card. Dude, Amazon is like, they're double the points, and you can use your points for Amazon, which means you can get more Amazon, and then get more points, and then it's just amazing. It's like Zeno's paradox of shopping. You can spend them into a hole, or me, or I'm not going to buy a new laptop. I've already got this one. And SH2276, the Jira thing in Second Life, the Runtime may have solved it, which... means 5 months before the fix is in the main channel. Oh well, that's okay. I'm patient. Fires up Phoenix. Next up, we have a story by June. Okay, do we call her Stormcrow, Faramore, or the Goddess of Milkwood in the Daily? But if you aren't a part of the Daily Dashes, by the way, I think the link is somewhere. Just go to Twitter, 100 Word Stories. I tend to... retweet it. And if I don't retweet it, yell at me. Okay? I need to get off my butt and use that thing more. And I posted to Facebook, and I posted to Twitter, and I posted this, and I posted to the MySpace, blah, 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 all over the fucking place. Alright, so here's a story by June. Now that I've worked myself up into a frenzy of calm and relaxation. Is this thing recording from my Logitech, or is it recording from the laptop? Let me see. Logitech. Okay. I'm already 10 minutes into it, and I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. Production values? Nah, don't need them. Here's June.
Her wit was sharpest when the leaves fell. That was how Granny rolled, even before her mind went to the long spiral of Alzheimer's failure. Halloween came with all its costumes, giving her plenty of fodder to heckle the grandkids. "Are you supposed to be a whore?" She asked me this the year I was a Can-Can girl. The skirt was fabulous, every color of the rainbow hiding under a black silk shell. I said, "Yes." At 9, I thought that was what she wanted. Mother grounded me for the first time that night, and Grandma stopped joking 6 years later.
Thank you, June, and I just want to say, any attempt to say, JPEG or it didn't happen, will probably get somebody arrested. But hey, that's the kind of podcast this is, right? Everybody gets arrested every week. You wrote a story about this. You asked for JPEGs of a child dressed as a whore. No, the Echelon program has determined that you're seditious. I wonder if that's some robot out there is going to be like, bing! You know, it's like, who cares about the budget or terrorism? Let's go after somebody making a joke about a 9-year-old child whore. God, what have we done to our country? That's it. I'm going to occupy this couch. Thank you, June. Did I already say that? Then I'll say it again. Thank you, June. Next up is Tom. Now, after 280-something episodes, I'm looking at the top of his post and it says no updates, and I realize he's telling me that he's not doing updates on this one. And then I realize something else, that I'm horribly, horribly stupid, because I didn't realize this for, 5 years? I've been like, I wonder if he's got updates this week, and then he doesn't do them. Or, he probably doesn't have updates, and then he's like, oh, and now some more monkey awards. And I'm like, oh, God. So, the communication lines are now open. I may have mentioned this before. Did I? I'm not sure. I have a memory like Bumblebee. Okay, so here's Tom.
I seek not to know all the answers, but to understand the questions.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called The Way. When I heard of Harakura, I thought, is there other places to hide? Could you hide in the bricks? Or hide in the branches? Why not hidden in a water cooler? Or hidden in a bad book review about an obscure British poet? Then I found out it had a semi-idiomatic meaning. Doing good deeds without calling attention to oneself. Sounds a lot like true charity. Don't quite know how removing your lower intestines with steel can be constructed into a good deed. And the screaming would limit that, oh, don't pay any attention to me part.
Thank you, Tom. 8 a.m. is the perfect time to hear about disembowelings. Oh, ooh, let's wash that down with coffee. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm running out of Bailey's, and I forgot to get any yesterday, but I've got this, budget knockoff of Bailey's. The problem is the cap won't come off. And me, with my puny upper arm lack of strength, because I do all this walking, although I'm not doing much walking right now, but when I do walking, you know, all my exercise, it's lower, and I need a balanced workout. Ooh, plus I need this tooth pulled. Well, I probably don't. Probably just need a nice, long, slow root canal. Right, I've shared all of my neuroses with you now. Don't you feel special? Well, next up is... Oh, Abernathy has returned. We didn't scare her off. Well, we did for a while, but she's back. Kind of a busy week, but still, here she is with her story, although she didn't record. So, if only we had a midget. Actually, with everyone with these iPhone 4S's now, you could probably have Siri do it for you. Siri, read me a 100-word story. And it'll be like, crash. And then you drive into a tree. The end. Oh. By the way, I've still got the 3GS, even though for my birthday I'm supposed to get a 4S, and I'm supposed to get Gina a 4S, and Beth can talk to a shoe. No, I gotta get her something. Anyway, here is Abernathy's story, and I really hope you enjoy, despite the fact that it's read by a midget.
She pressed the stapler firm against the leaf. Smiling, she selected another and did the same. Each child from her class had their name perfectly printed on an autumn-covered leaf made from construction paper. The leaves scattered her classroom board cheerfully. She was down to her last one, a bright yellow leaf with the name Lily upon it. She became heavy-hearted. The teacher had no clue what the hell the child had been through at home. Her guilt tugged at her. Instead of putting Lily's yellow leaf up, she brought it to her desk and slipped it into a drawer.
Aw, that's sad, Abernathy. Wait, hold on. I know. Okay, it's going to be 107-word stories this week. Because she was promoted to the next grade early. Okay, that's cheesy. All right, because she moved to Finland. No. Maybe she moved to North Dakota. Oh, that would be an unhappy ending. Everybody's unhappy in North Dakota because it's getting cold. Actually, it's so cold there. Oh, I don't want to break the surprise. So, thank you, Abernathy. And please don't talk. I hope Lily's okay. Now I'm going to worry about Lily. Now everyone's going to write stories about Lily at the zoo. She was sent to the zoo, and she joined the monkeys, and she was queen of the monkeys. See? I'm losing my frickin' mind. It's this damn coffee. Right. Who's next? Ooh, Boomer Bob is back. He's like a rare treat. Actually, he's a rare specimen in the zoo. You see him? Setting you up for next week's topic there. Not that I'm supposed to wait until then. Anyway, here's a Boomer Bob story as read by a midget. Man, the midget's getting a workout today.
I went out my door this past morning, feeling the chilled wind blow hard. I was surprised since there was no warning. I guess it was all in my birthday cards. I reached the age of 60 years last week. Now, searching for what to believe, as a baby boomer, I'm over the hill's peak. And I have only myself to deceive. It's the time of the year we call fall, and I'm ready to flutter to the ground. I wish I still had a summer's youthful recall. But at least I leave this world more profound.
Oh, come on, Boomer Bob. 60 isn't dead yet. Please? I'm 42 and I don't want to live just another 18 years. I have so much more life in me. Besides, I want to get to 65 and, well, I won't talk about that. We're not going to make it, are we? Oh, thank you, Boomer Bob. Happy birthday. Oh, next up, speaking of happy stories, it's Danny. And looking through wait, hold on. Okay, so he seems to have inadvertently pulled it off again. Now Freddy would only calm down. No, wait, he has, finally. See, Eddie, God, it's not Eddie, it's Freddy. Eddie's another dog. He's the one from Frasier. Oh, God, if he had to deal with Eddie, that would just... Well, then again, Eddie's real name was Moose, and then Moose's son just... Oh, God, dogs just drive me... Where's a cat? I want to hug on a cat. No cat. Usually a cat is here, you know, helping me record these, but they're all on the bed. Gina's asleep, and, you know, it's just like, everybody snuggle around the human. You know, the one that isn't waving their arms around and making noise. Well, okay, she makes noise, but it's more like snow. That's going to get me in trouble, isn't it?
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here once again with Weekly Challenge 286, Leaves. And I see you finally settled down there, little Freddy. It's kind of ironic I wrote this story about Fred, my little Maltese Westie mix, who's now finally settled down and sleeping next to my feet. So let's see what Leaves would have to do with a little white dog. Here we go with leaves. I refuse to give my dog Freddy a treat until he calms down and stops barking. But Freddy won't stop throwing a fit because he wants a treat. We're having a Mexican standoff. There are leaves now matted in Freddy's thick fur. Remnants from our last walk, when once again, I overindulged the little bugger by letting him roll into grass and leaves. Good thing I know how to groom a dog, because Freddy needs to be groomed. I make Freddy a deal. Submit to grooming, he gets a treat. Instead, Freddy just turns away and leaves the room.
Thank you, Danny. And it's good to hear that Freddy is, well, Freddy's being Freddy. So many more stories this week. So, let's get right to them. Let's see. Peter Wood. Okay. All right. Pete, have you been here before? I'm not sure. It's so hard. So many people. There have been, well, Tom knows the numbers, over 200, 250, 300. I try to remember as many as I can, but I just can't. I should look down the list and just say, oh, yeah, you, oh, God, it's good. I hope you don't feel bad. I mean, God, I've been doing this for over 5 years, and you forget a lot of things. I mean, just the other day, I forgot my pants and I went into work, but I remember the apples. Oh, the Honeycrisp apples. Oh, they're so good. And now they're down to like $2 a pound. Oh, they're so good. So, know what else is good? Pete Wood and his story.
Walking home through the park, John kicked cheerfully through the fallen leaves, shuffling, listening to the sounds they made, feeling the resistance against his stride, then wondering what might be underneath, lurking there, waiting for him to trip, to enter their world. His pace slowed. He stopped shuffling and stepped out of the leaves, his mind racing. He walked on, looking back. Were they still moving? Is that the wind or something else? Glancing at the path behind, he wondered about the path ahead and began to run towards the gates, the traffic, and the clean pavement towards home.
But it turned out that it was quicksand instead of pavement, and he got sucked in and died. No, no, I'm not gonna do that to everyone. That's mean of me. I mean, it's just cruel. Besides, I like that story. Thank you, Peter. I like every story. I like them all. That's why I keep doing this, because I can't write them for shit. Oh, we've got a new one here. Sevda has a story. And this is my first time attempting to submit an entry for this. Yay, first timer! I've no way nor knowledge how to record on a PC, so it'd be very appreciative if you think this is worth your time. It is, if you would assist me with that. So, okay, I'm going to assist you by having the midget record the story this time, and then, all right, I'm going to do it right now, since you're probably listening. So, recording podcast. I'm going to see what, recording a podcast. Okay, so if you go recording a podcast, recording voice audio can be a complex. Okay, that's from February 22nd, 2005. All right, Tech Tip 108, recording a podcast with Audacity. Okay, so if you go to geeks.com from 2007, Tech Tips, Audacity is free. And if you have a PC, it will work. I use Audacity. And there's all sorts of stuff there, recording and quality and that, and just saving as an MP3. It's all there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that link, and Sevda, in your name in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, when you look at your story, your name is going to be a link to that article. So it's a little secret message from me to you. And even though it's over 4 years old, a lot of that stuff still works. So give that a try. If it turns out that you have a Mac, I mean, Steve Jobs made Macs so simple, all that works. Or if you have an iPhone, you can use the recording function and then email straight from there. And if you have a 4S Siri, you probably say, Siri, make a podcast for me. And, like, you know, gives you directions to the local pizzeria. So, okay, so here we go with Sevda's story, now that I've, you know, completely lost my train of thought. Choo-choo! Here we go.
The squirrel investigates her dray, finding the twigs, sticks, and moss secure in the forked branches. But the wind blew most of the leaves away. Peering down, she sees piles of leaves below. She thinks, I'll collect those. She scurries down the tree, leaping near the bottom. Swoosh! She lands in the leaf pile. She spends the day gathering. She pants with the last load, covering the leaves with moss. Smiling, she burrows inside. Ah, a comfortable bed at last, she comments, curling up. Good night, autumn wind, she whispers, falling asleep.
Thank you, Sevda. And we hope to hear you next week with the link that I left with your name in the show notes that'll teach you. If that doesn't work, go ahead and email me and say, it didn't work, it's all blown up, my machine is on fire and there are zombies. And that would be bad. If that's the case, then ask a zombie for assistance. No, actually, a zombie. Brains! And you'll be like, oh yeah, brains! And then you'll, like, you know, FedEx me a brain. And it's like, oh my, what the hell am I going to do with this? Oh, I can scrub the shower with it. You know, on my to-do list, I have scrub shower, because I've got that Kaboom stuff, and man, that stuff, you know, changes color and all that, and I'm going to do that today, too. Unless I got to go to the movie, then come back, then do that. I don't have much on my voodoo to-do list, because I've got this next week off, and I'm spending it unwisely. Next story, Zach Mann, usually he's early, but... You know, no. He took his time. His sweet time. I need more coffee. Oh, yeah, the good stuff is on the bottom. All right, so here's Zach Mann with his story.
The sugar maples are so beautiful this time of year. I love leaves, but hate raking them. Now I have to rake them. I took a leave of absence to take my sisters to a Leafs game. Seems I am stuck here. For the first time, I am looking forward to when autumn leaves and winter begins. They do not move as fast in the winter, or at least I hope the people interviewed on the Survivalist KZOM Radio were right about that. I would not rake at all if damn zombies wouldn't insist on hiding under the leaves.
Thank you, Zach Mann. By the way, if you're wondering about the... a while back I said, you know, refrigerator magnets, I want to do a new series of them. Nobody has suggested stories for the new series. I want to do, like, a different magnet every other month and then, like, make up a limited edition, like 50 of them. And then say, hey, folks, who wants them? And, like, two people will, like, want them, and I'll feel depressed. Maybe I'll just do 10. 10 of each. No, 5. Just one. But since nobody has made a suggestion, I've sent an email to someone and said, okay, fine, you pick. And they're going to pick. So, and then I'm just going to do that. And what you'll do is you'll go to the archives at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, pick your favorite, and that'll challenge me to, like, come up with a semi-artistic scene of that and make it as the background and then make it pretty. And then it'll, like, print up looking all smurry and blurry, and it'll show up, and I'll be like, oh, God, this sucks. And then I'll mail it out. So, there we go. But, okay, wait. I'm going to have to work a little harder for Africa and the Middle East, it seems. Oh, this is from Dan. I'm my first listener from China this morning. Also checking in, Denmark, Australia, Scotland, England, Argentina, USA, Ireland. That's from Dan Numbers, a.k.a. Dan Russo, D-A-N-N-R-U-S-S-O, on Twitter. He is like Mr. It's E-A-B. So if I ever do E-A-B C-sharp minor jokes, it's because of him. Anyway, his stuff is cool. The Lucky Charm song I like, too. It's all good. Everybody has good music. Who else has good music? Actually, Rich is still working on his album, and Phil Rossi, well, he said he was going to send a story, that butthead. Anyone out there? Eva Moon has a had a new album out. I like it. It's good. It's nice. And every time that I eat a salad, I say, "End a salad." Really? Please? No? Okay, I'm stretching. All right, let's go back to the folder and Sackman, and we have somebody else. Somebody new. It's Poe. Wait, no. Poe. Poe Pescador. So, all right, Poe didn't record either. Attach, I sent you my text. I'm sorry, I have not URL, but maybe in the future. Okay, good, good, you'll get a URL. Although you could always just say google.com, because that gets you to anywhere, and usually there's something cute up there. Like, there was Muppets there, and they had Gumby. Ooh, let's see what silly thing they have today. Maybe it's Occupy Google. Hold on, google.com. And it's the plain, boring one. Unless you're in some other country where exciting things are happening. Nothing's happening today. I mean, it's National Feral Cat Day. You would think they'd have a cat rubbing against it. Whatever. Here's Poe's story.
Outside, it's cold. It rains. Sorry, we cannot go for a walk, I explained to my daughter. It's autumn. Leaves fall off the trees. I must bathe her. Prepare the dinner. She is hungry and tired. Me too. Better, I think, as I see the pile of work office that I've brought home to check tonight. Then, I realize I forgot to buy the dinner. Luckily, the shops are still open. I tell her to stay alone. Only 10 minutes! But as I get home, I see flying through the window the office reports while she shouts happily, "See, Mom? Autumn has arrived!"
Yay, Pow. Okay, how do I pronounce that? Poe? Pow? Pow? How do I... I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if you had a URL... Ooh, I could Google it. And then it would be like, "Gumby!" And it's like, oh, okay, Gumby. So, right. So, welcome to the... Just come back. Come back. Everybody come back. And, you know, you can use Sevda's... The link that I left with Sevda to learn how to record. Unless, you know, you're on a Mac, and then it will automatically do it all for you. Which it should have done already. I don't understand why it didn't do it already. Okay. Next up is Chris the Nuclear Kid. That's right. Make the kid go first, Stephen. Yeah, yeah. But it's good that you're back. And hopefully all your studies and you're making all A's. And if you're not making all A's, you're making the letter that comes before A. Because A isn't good enough these days. Okay, maybe it is. I'm not sure. Actually, A++ isn't good enough for the nation, it seems. So weird. What is it? Ultra infra A! Gigantic A! Massive A! An A-frame! You know, when I was growing up, a friend of mine, Paul, had an A-frame in the massive orchard behind there. Well, it wasn't really massive anymore because they had sold most of the farm for sub-developers. But it had this A-frame. There were bees in it. But it was fun. It was cool. And I was afraid to climb up the ladder. And I've told you this story, haven't I? I get forgetful. Anyway, here's Chris, the Nuclear Kid story. And I hope you enjoy. If you don't, I will be very, very, very angry with you because this is good.
This story is by Chris, the Nuclear Kid. I smacked down the report. "I can't do this. It's just too stupid," I exclaimed. "Too dang bad," my boss Joe said. "If you aren't going to work, then you won't get paid, and you're going to get fired." "Then fire me, because I'm not going to do this dumb work. If I don't have to do this, I'll be happy," I shouted. Joe's face got red. "Well then, you're fired. Get out." I walked out the door and felt the breeze blowing leaves across the road. I wondered what I should do, and realized, nothing. So I just walked.
Dude, I so want to do that. Oh wait, I've got the week off. Oh well, I'll have to wait till next week. Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid, and the unknown individual who may have... You know, I wish that I had the clout to get Stephen the Nuclear Man to record my stories for me. Instead, I have to settle for a midget. Maybe one day I'll become famous and prominent. Oh, okay. So that's Chris the Nuclear Kid's story. Who's next? Who's next? Oh, right! Stephen the Nuclear Man. Hey, maybe he got Chris the Nuclear Kid to record for him. Oh, now that takes a pull. Ooh, let's find out.
She left me. In hindsight, I should have seen it coming. She started to wear makeup. First, it was subtle hints, then bright reds and yellows. She began refusing my gifts. She just didn't pay attention. Her focus was elsewhere. Conversations grew short as she turned brittle. Then, a bright, clear October day, just before the first possibility of a frost, she left. She twirled off to adventure in unknown lands, a dancer spinning away from her partner. Happens the same way every time. I look at the spruce across the yard and wonder if it's just me.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. We missed you. We missed you. All of you people who haven't been back here for quite a while, we miss you. Come back. Come back for Halloween. It's like homecoming. You can wear a mask if you want. Use a fake name. Use a fake voice. Chris used it. No one would have ever suspected that story was from Chris if... Well, okay, maybe his dad recording it for him gives you kind of a clue. But he could have said, you know, hey, the Schmiss, the neighbor kid that... Okay, I'm stretching. I'm probably being insulting, too. I shouldn't be. I should be nice. I should be nice to everyone who writes stories, because... You don't have to. You could always try to write for the Drabblecast, but they only share one every week. I share everyone. Because, well, why not? I mean, even if one, you know, really, really sucks, I still include Planet Z stories. Next up is Paladin. No, I said I was going to pronounce it Paladin. Oh, God, I need to read the script. Hold on. Just, yeah, okay, he walks in, he picks up the, he reads. Okay, so it's Paladin and his story. You thought I was going to play it by now. Nope. Oh, hey, nerd.
Hello, nerdo.
Hi. You want to come up here and say hi to everyone? Come on. Come on, buddy. Yeah, no, obligatory nerdo. Come on, buddy. Get up here. Yeah, hello, Slobberbox. Get up here. Come on, buddy. You want to get up here? You can do it.
Where?
Yeah? You want to say hi to everybody? Yeah? Who's a good boy? Yeah, he's a good boy. And he loves you all. So, with that, it's time for Paladin.
The leaves are green. He stands resolute, calm, unmoved by any trouble. He scares away the monsters and stands tall through any storm. The leaves are yellow. He protects me from what's coming. Though I see no danger, I know there won't be as long as he's here. The leaves are brown. The immovable is withering. The immortal is aging. The endless will soon end. He can protect me from anything, but not this. The leaves are gone. They say he will be asleep for a long time. Maybe forever. But I'm not afraid. The leaves will be green again.
Thank you, Paladin. This may be the most times the midget has read stories in a week. I'm not sure. I'm worried. Now if I say this, Tom's going to go back through every episode, and not all of them are online, and I don't want to drive him crazy. He has enough to do! He has enough to do! And I have enough to do either, and it's just a silly, insignificant statistic, which he probably does. Oh, next up is, Norval Joe. Norval Joe made it! Yay, everyone's making it! Woohoo, everyone's coming back! Except for, maybe Caleb will come back 1 year. No? And he even come back for my birthday last week. Yeah, hopefully I didn't sneak that by. Yes, it was a good day. The wife and I went out to Keneally's that night, and the next day I went to Hard Rock. I posted some photos of the food there because it's so good. And then to end the week, because I was celebrating growing up, I went to Nittany for Thai, and I posted photos of that food because I like taking photos of food, even though they don't turn out well. But when I get the 4S, Siri can take photos of me and say, ha ha, oh, wait, oh, yeah, right, you wanted to use the camera on the other side. Yeah, I'm just so silly. Okay, so here's Norval Joe with his story, and God, I hope he recorded it, because the midget is sick and fucking tired of reading stories.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 286 with a prompt of leaves. Here's my story. Flypaper Boy lay on his back with his arms spread out wide and felt like he was floating, but not in the water. He didn't feel wet. Light filtered through the leaves of the oak trees that leaned out over the edge of the cliff from which he had just plummeted. Was this heaven? Was he dead? He couldn't remember the painful impact with the jagged rocks in the river below. "Hey, kid," a gruff voice called. "Get over here before someone sees you out there." Chagrined, he crawled across the safety net to the security of a cave. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Those autumn leaves. Something passed the window. Some something, something, something. La, 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 la.
You see, folks, the amazing things you hear when you record the stories yourself instead of having the midget record it. You have singing. You have singing and plugs for various sites and all those kinds of things instead of just the dispassionate, boring, horrible narration. Thank you, Norval Joe, for demonstrating your bravery. By the way, the autism issue of, what is it, Flying Island Press is out there, so go to Flying Island Press and, you know, all your Flying Island needs. See, I did a plug. Did a plug for some. Okay. More? 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 Yeah, one more. No, two more? No one? I don't know. Remember long ago when I used to say the height of podcast fiction? That relates to a man named Jeff Height, and he Flying Island Press and all that stuff, and the Round Table and the Galley Table and the Mutiny, and I may have been around their table once, and I think they want me back. I don't know why. Here's a story by Jeff Height. He actually has time to write one. I know everyone's getting ramped up for NaNoWriMo, and they're like, oh, I need to get some exercise. All right, I'm going to write 100 words right now and just see if they can dash something off quickly that isn't a part of anything. And then it'll be, oh, no, I'm trapping myself in a plot loop, and I can't do the other 49,900 words. Oh, damn you. So, with that in mind, Jeffrey Height.
"It's beautiful, don't you think?" Bill said as leaves fell around them. "Well, if you like watching things going dormant in order to survive the hardest part of the year, beautiful, I guess so," Jill sniped. "Do you have to be so negative? Come on, enough of this. We have things to do, and watching leaves fall is not one of them. Now, or we'll miss our window." Bill breathed in the simulated cold air one more time, and imagined he could smell the wet leaves. Then he followed Jill's lead, stripping naked and climbing into the hibernation chamber.
"Midgets in space!" Thank you. Okay, he actually signed as Jeff Height, so I can't say Jeffrey anymore. Do I have to change all the links to Jeff now? Maybe he will be Jeff Height Esquire, and then I'll... Hey, I've got search and replace. But then all the Jeffreys will turn to Jeffs, and all the leaves will turn brown. Fall and autumn is the time for all the Jeffreys to turn to Jeffs, you know. And the nice, nice, beautiful shades of brown and orange. And then I'll turn to John Boehner. Oh, man, this thing is up to 44 minutes. So I guess we don't have time for Planet Z. So here's Planet Z.
The sergeant counts 60 and shouts, "Go!" I run into the woods, tracking my prey with broken branches and crushed leaves in the mud. Every 30 seconds, I stop. Listen. look around, and begin the chase again. I hear a splash. I stop, drop to the ground, pistol cocked and ready. A splash ahead, a crack of a rock against a tree trunk behind me, and a car horn right next to me. Decoy chips. Clever. I roll to the side as the robot fires in the ground where I was. Two shots, green light flashes. The sergeant yells, "Excellent!"
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about leaves. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be zoo, and the week after, when the topic will be Halloween, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.